same thing as what you might store things in. You say you got a big heavy cedar
chest.
Right, okay. What about, and you say he has broad, got broad
shoulders.
Okay. And this right here, that's my left
leg.
And that's my left
foot.
And got two.
Yeah.
Two
feet.
Okay. What about this part right here?
Shin.
Say if a person did this, you'd say he was doing what?
Squatting down.
Okay. Do you have a name for this part, your leg right here, this back part?
No, I don't. Just the back part of your leg.
What I wondered,
hip.
Okay. I wondered if you'd ever heard people call it the haunches or his hunkers?
Yeah, I've heard that called. That's on down further.
Which one?
On down when you knee and your heel.
You call that the
uncle.
Okay. All right. A few expressions. Say if a person had been sick for a while, but he's up and around now. You might say, well, old so and so is up and around, but he still looks a little
pale, bad, weak.
Okay. Talking about a man who can lift real heavy weights. You say he sure is mighty
stout.
Okay. And somebody who's just easy to get along with, always got a smile on his face, you know. You might say, well, he's
easy going.
And talking about a boy who's gotten to the age where he just runs into things, you know, trips over his own feet. You say he sure is
clumsy.
Mighty. What about a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You say he's just a plain
idiot.
Okay.
That's right.
I'm curious about the word fool there. Would you ever use that?
Which?
Fool?
Yes. There are some people that are fools. They're just plumb fools. And they can't help it, I don't reckon.
Were you ever taught or did you ever read anything in the Bible about that had to do with calling people fools?
Yeah. They don't do it.
So it's a pretty strong thing to say about somebody?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What about a fellow who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it?
They call him a miser, skinflint, or cheat. There's lots of things they call it.
Or tight water?
Tight water.
Okay. If you were talking about a person and you called them, you might say, well, she's a real common girl.
Mm-hmm.
That word common, what would that mean to you?
Well, it would just mean just common people. And, I consider myself just a common person.
That means just average?
Yes, average.
So when you call somebody common, that's not a bad thing to
no,
say?
No, no. No, no.
Okay. Talking about an older person, maybe in his 90s, but he can still do things for himself, you might say, well, I don't care how old so-and-so is, he's still mighty.
Or to be able to wait on himself, or to care for himself, or to do for himself.
You ever heard the words pert or peer or lively, active,
yeah.
That kind of thing?
Yeah.
Say so and so is mighty.
Active.
Okay. What about, say, if the children are out later than usual, the wife might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
Talking about a child who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, she might say, well, I'm of the dark.
I'm scared.